Having peace of mind with your money does not have to be hard. You just need the right mindset, tools, and system in place to help you get there. Welcome to Wise Up with Your Money. My name's Becky. I'm a financial coach and owner of Family Wise Financial Coach, where I am dedicated to help your family stop worrying about money so you can start focusing on the things you love. And in each episode, I'll dive into money mindset topics and tools you need to push you forward in achieving your money goals. This is Wise Up with Your Money. Gosh, it has been quite a long year and a half, am I right? I mean, we've been living through a crazy pandemic, just trying to stay safe and make the right decisions for our families. And honestly, we are still not out of it. And now we are already in fall with the holidays fast approaching. And I don't know about you, but I'm already tired as we enter into this last part of the year. I'm like freaking tired. So if this is you right now, trust me, I feel you, okay? But here's the problem with being tired. It can affect the way we handle our money, and it can affect the way we spend it. And we still have a lot of year left, including the holiday season. So let's talk about how we can get out of our funk and our tiredness. And let's talk about it together, okay? Because I'm tired too. And we want to get out of our funk so that we can keep pushing towards our goals, okay? So, hey everyone, welcome back to Wise Up With Your Money. Today, we are talking about how to wake up, get some energy, and push through the tired so that we can keep working hard to put money towards our goals and really finish this year strong. Like, we gotta find the fuel that's going to get us through the rest of the year, because it's gonna take fuel, okay? If you're as tired as me, we need some fuel, because this is the time we really got to dig into what motivates us so that we can really finish this year strong with our money and not go backwards. But I know it's so much easier said than done, right? I mean, I'm saying it right now and I'm drinking my caffeine so that I can wake myself up, and I'm just trudging through each day. And honestly, I'm exhausted these days. And I felt like, because I feel this way, maybe someone else in our community is feeling this way too. So that's why I really wanted to talk about tiredness today. Because I mean, my days are back to crazy again. Summer is over and I'm taking care of my two kiddos during the day. We've got preschool now again, and I'm taking clients at night and on Saturdays. I volunteer at my church, and I've got soccer in the morning with Addison. And now, like, besides all of that stuff, now I've got family asking about Christmas ideas. Like, oh, what do you guys want? What do the kids want? What do you want? Like, and then I've got other family asking about what they can bring for Thanksgiving dinner. And here I am right now, like today, I'm just trying to make it through today. Okay, so today, as I'm talking, this is not just me talking to you, okay? Sometimes you might feel that way, but honestly, today's talk, this is me talking to me too. Like, we are doing this together so that we can wake our butts up. Because here's the problem with being tired. Like, I don't know about you, but I get lazy. Do you feel lazy sometimes when you're tired? I mean, it's getting darker earlier now, and so that may cause you to put budget meetings off night after night because it's just dark and you don't want to budget. You're tired. Or maybe you're not getting up as early as you planned on doing to just pay off some bills before the kids get up. And then what happens to me is I start becoming reactive with my schedule and my time instead of being my normal, proactive, and planning ahead type of person. Like, that laziness happens when you are tired and not motivated, which I know. So when I get lazy, I'm like, oh boy, I'm tired. I gotta snap out of it. Another major problem with being tired, though, is it can cause you to spend more on stuff. Like, I've bought a few more things than I needed on Amazon just because I'm tired. And it's a trigger for me. Like, when I'm tired, I do tend to spend more. And that means it has the risk to impact how much money I can put towards my money goals. And those money goals are something I really do want to accomplish. But I'm just spending money on stuff because I'm tired. So that's the problem. So laziness and spending more are definitely symptoms of tiredness that I struggle with, and maybe you struggle with too, but I know that it can definitely have a negative impact on our goals. So that's a problem. But here's the good news. I dealt with tiredness last year, and honestly, it was way worse because 2020, let's just face it, I mean, it was a dumpster fire. And me and my husband, we still finished our year strong because I learned what it took for me to bounce back from tiredness. I learned what things helped me to feel rejuvenated and helped me stay motivated so that I could finish this year strong and finish it as strong as I could. So today, you and I may feel tired, but I'm telling you, these five tips I'm about to share with you are things I used last year that really worked well to keep me motivated and keep working hard to achieve our family goals, no matter the distractions that came our way. So together, let's implement these tips starting today to wake up and kickstart our energy and motivation to finish this year strong. All right. So as we get into these five tips that helped me push through the tired, you'll notice that the first three tips are actually not specific to money. So if you are struggling with other life goals as well, you can use these in your life just to reboot yourself in general, okay? And I'm starting with these three because it's important to have the right mindset when you think about your specific goals. Because if you are exhausted and won't be able to think straight because you are so tired, how can you think of trying to achieve your money goals when you are drained? Am I right? So we need to first get your body and your mindset rebooted, okay? Then we'll dive into the last two tips, which are specific to your money goals, okay? All right. So the first thing you have to do if your body is just flat out exhausted and you want to make it through the rest of the year with motivation is you have to take time to rest. That is the first and most important tip I have for you. I mean, you are tired and exhausted, right? That's why you are listening to this episode. So listen to your body. Don't just listen to me. Listen to your body and friggin' rest, okay? And I'm telling you this with passion because I have learned the hard way. I struggle so much to listen to my body. So I know that this is an important step you have to take, that I have to take. I mean, the perfectionist inside of me and the personal growth addict in me, like I just push myself mentally and physically to its limits. And yes, even while I was pregnant before, I was just pushing myself so hard. And it's great on one hand to have that because when I do that, I get a lot of stuff done and I push myself out of my comfort zone so that I can learn new things, which is great. But on the other hand, because I push myself so hard, I don't rest as much as I probably should. And I've had moments where I've just had a full day of crying, like messy crying. Like it's not just a few tears, it's just a disaster. I mean, exhaustion sets in, and sometimes I get sick with a cold or whatever because I run myself down to the ground and I didn't listen to my body earlier. It told me to rest those mornings when I didn't want to get out of bed right away, or when I worked through nap time when I could have went for a walk or sat on the couch and read a good book, but I pushed through those thoughts, which is not something I recommend. But I did get some great advice from my old boss at my previous job when I worked as an engineer. So I want to share it with you. So we were having a one-on-one meeting where we were just talking about how I'm doing at work and what problems I'm facing in my job that he could help me with. And at one point, he must have sensed like how tired and drained I was. So he told me, "Hey, take a sick day." And I was like, I'm not sick. And I don't just call out. I'm pretty much a rule follower. No colds, no flu, no nothing. So I'm not calling out. but he could just tell that I was mentally exhausted. And he said, giving yourself a mental sick day where, you know, you rest for a day is just as important as if you were physically sick with a cold. And it was just a mind-blowing thought to me for some reason. But I guess if you think about it, like, all right, if I'm mentally exhausted, what good am I anyway? Like, I'm not any good to people at work. I can't really think straight, and I'm blurry in my brain, like, so it's no good. So it makes sense to just call out sick for a day if you are just mentally exhausted. So if you are anything like me, where you are just pushing yourself so hard for what you want in life, but don't slow down when your body tells you to, you just need to stop for a second, for a day, and rest mentally and physically, because your body needs to refuel and relax. And hey, I would love to get a DM from you if you want to share on how you are allowing yourself to relax and give your body the rest it needs, because maybe it'll motivate me as well. We are in it together, right? Because by allowing yourself to relax, you will have more energy to finish this year strong. Okay, so once you have rested and your body is ready to go again, the next tip I have for you is to start making a gratitude list. Like, this is the second way to get me moving again and refueling my body and my mind with positivity. So I hope it works for you too. Because without the rest I just talked about and without having the positive mindset, we are a lot less likely to achieve our goals. So making a gratitude list daily helps me start my day with positivity even when I'm tired, and I know it can help you too. So to do this, every day, just look for things in your life to be grateful for. Like, maybe it's a beautiful day outside right now, or maybe you are enjoying a nice warm cup of coffee. And if so, I'm jealous, but I want you to be grateful for that, because some of us cannot have warm cups of coffee anymore. Or maybe your spouse did something awesome for you today that you can be grateful for. So you have to look for small things to be grateful for in your life. I like to start my day with this. Ideally, I do it before I get out of bed, but my deadline is to think about it, what I am grateful for, before breakfast is over, because I know it's going to help me so much begin the day with positivity and keep me going throughout the day. But if I wait after breakfast, it's just not going to happen because life just gets busy. So I really want you to try this. So you can write these things down every day, which I do recommend because there is something about pen to paper that just ingrains it into your brain. But if you don't have time, you can just make a mental note about the things you are grateful for, and that helps too. And even if you can only think of one thing to be grateful for on the first day, hey, that is a start, okay? And before you know it, you'll start listing out 4 or 5 things daily before you start the day. And it truly can change your mood and your mindset to look at the good in your life. And you'll go from, ugh, like, I am so tired and I have so much to do today, to, oh my gosh, life is good. Let's get this day started, okay? Because even though life may feel tired and you have a lot of hurdles thrown at you that you got to get over, there is still things that you can be grateful for. So that's the second way to refuel yourself and finish your goals strong this year, is to create daily gratitude lists, because it worked for me and I know it's going to help you. All right. So you are going to rest your body if you need to, and you are going to start making a gratitude list because it's going to help your mindset stay positive even though you're tired. Now I want you to get moving. That's the third way I fight tired and refuel my body to keep pushing hard towards my goals. So this one sounds a little contradicting, right? Like, we are tired. That's why I'm talking about this today and why you are listening. So who has the energy to go walk or run right now, right? None of us. But Have you ever been tired and didn't want to work out, but for some reason you fought through that procrastination, you got yourself out of the car, and you finally went into the gym and got a workout in? What do you feel when that happens? Like, I don't know about you, but for me, I feel 1,000 times better afterwards, right? And if you haven't experienced it, well, trust me, you feel better after you've worked out. So try it out. Go for a walk, go for a run, go to a spin class, or if you don't have time for those, have a dance party in your house to get your body moving. Do whatever you can every day to move your body. Why? Well, I won't get too scientific here, but working out creates endorphins that will make you feel better mentally, and you'll also be able to focus better, which is what we need as we are trying to finish this year strong and work hard towards our goals, right? So I'm not saying go run a marathon or anything, but I do want you to move your body to get out of your tired funk, to clear your mind and to focus better on your goals that you want to accomplish this year, because it's going to help. Trust me, works for me and I know it'll work for you. Okay, so the last two tips I have for you today are specific to your money goals, because now, like, you've rested and your mindset is positive again and we have some energy and we can focus. So now we're going to start focusing back on our money goals, okay? And again, these are things that work for me personally, and these specific things are what I do with my clients to get them through tired times. So the first thing you gotta do is remember your why. So ask yourself, why? Why are you trying to achieve your goal? Like, why are you maybe trying to pay off debt? Or ask yourself, why are you trying to save for a down payment on a home? Or why are you trying to build a budget? Like, there has to be a reason why you chose to start moving towards this goal, right? Whatever that goal is. Because I can tell you, when I first started my financial journey, I didn't budget because I just wanted to be a nerd and budget. Like, I chose to start budgeting because I couldn't pay all of my bills. I was desperate. I reached a low point and I needed to change my ways. So at that time, my why on working towards budgeting and being better with my money was so that I never felt broke and desperate again. Like, that was a huge driver for me. And now, 10 years later, my why has changed, because now I'm not just budgeting to budget. Like, I'm out of debt now. And yes, I've bought a house, but I'm still pushing towards more money goals that I've set for myself. So my why now is to live comfortably and peacefully, and to save for my kids' college so that they don't start their life off like I did, with a ton of student loan debt. And I budget so that I can put money into retirement so that I can live well and not have to work. And those are just some of my whys, okay? So whatever goal you are working towards right now with your money most likely didn't just come out of thin air, am I right? Like, something in life triggered you to make that goal and push you hard towards that goal. And that reason? That is your why. So remember your why. Write it down and put it in a place that you see it often. So maybe it's going to be on your bathroom mirror. Maybe you stick it on your fridge. Or maybe it's in your wallet. And it's so important to put these things in a place that we see it often, because your why will refuel you to keep pushing you hard towards your money goals, even if you are tired. All right. So to recap what we've talked about, you've rested and you've started changing your mindset by being grateful for what you have in life right now. You are moving your body to get the blood flowing and you're able to focus better. And you are remembering your why in trying to accomplish your money goal. Now, the last thing you need to do to keep pushing hard and keep pushing through the tired this year is to make a plan of attack. So again, I know you are tired, But if you can find the energy to create a roadmap on how to accomplish your goal for the rest of the year, even if you are tired, you can just follow that map and the steps you wrote down so that you can achieve your goal, even if you are on autopilot. I mean, that's honestly how I cook dinner half the time. I don't know about you. I have the recipe right in front of me, and it tells me what I need and what steps I need to take in order to accomplish that meal, and I follow it without using many brain bites because I'm tired from the day, and I'm tired from my kids bickering, and honestly, I'll be talking to them and disciplining them even while I'm making the meal. And if you're a parent, I know you can relate to this. And when all that chaos is happening, I can still prepare and finish the meal because I have the directions in front of me and I can still just do it on autopilot. I'm not even thinking much, okay? I just follow what's in front of me. So that same logic can be applied to your money goal. Like, I know you are tired because, hey, I'm freaking tired. If you haven't heard that from this whole podcast episode, I'm exhausted. But if you can create a roadmap and write down the steps you need to take in order to finish this year strong, it will make it so much easier for you to get as close as you can to achieving your goal. Even if you are exhausted as we enter the holidays, like, it's going to help you. So here are some ideas to add to your roadmap if you're trying to create one and you're just drawing blanks, okay? So first, you can create a calendar reminder that repeats weekly to hold a budget meeting. Like, for example, just put it in for every Monday night after the kids go to bed. And by doing that, by creating this reminder, it allows you to just keep being proactive with your money and keep communicating with your spouse on money. And if you are doing it weekly, the meetings may only be like 15 to 30 minutes because you are meeting regularly, where the conversations don't have to be long and drawn out all the time because you're doing it consistently. And another benefit to have that reminder is it also allows you to keep track of how much extra money you have to put towards your goals and towards the holiday season. So that's one thing you can do. Another step you can add to your roadmap is to determine how much more money you need to put towards your goal in order to achieve your goal by the end of December. So, for example, let's say that if you want to save $1,000 towards your emergency fund, like that's the goal that you had this year, and right now you have $500 towards it, that means you only need another $500 to fund it. Like, that's how much more you need. So take that $500 that you need to put in there and then divide by 3, since there's only 3 months left in this year. And when you do that, you will determine that you need to put $167 per month towards it to fully fund your $1,000 emergency fund and to achieve your goal. And as the saying goes, right, knowledge is power. So knowing how much you need to find in your budget per month to achieve your goal is crucial if you want to accomplish your goal this year. So to wrap this tip up, just make sure you make a plan of attack so that even if you are tired the rest of the year, you can still achieve your goal on autopilot, okay? By just following the directions in order to achieve your goal. Okay, so let's just finish up today's chat because I know you are tired right now. I know it because I'm tired too. So I get it. But I also know that you guys are trying to build better money habits and change your situation with your money. Like, maybe you're trying to save for kids' college, or you're trying to save towards retirement, or maybe you're just trying to pay down some debt and gain more control of your money. Whatever it is that you are trying to accomplish, just know that you can push through the tired. You can finish the sprint to the end of the year and you can still accomplish your goal even though there's not much year left. You just need to find time to listen to your body when you need to. And you need to stay motivated. And you need to remember your why. And you gotta follow the roadmap that you build. So know that I am with you today. And I am fighting to get through those tired days just like you. But don't do it alone. Let's do it together, friend. All right. Have an awesome week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you loved this episode and you want to hear more, then be sure to subscribe so that we can hang out again on a regular basis. That sounds nice, right? And if you want to accomplish your money goals even faster using one-on-one coaching with me, then make sure you schedule a free call with me at familywisefinancialcoach.com. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you guys soon.